This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Following talks in Kyiv Tuesday with his Ukrainian counterpart, President Vladimir Zelensky, French President Emmanuel Macron said he sees an opportunity for further negotiations to de-escalate the crisis on the Ukraine-Russian border. At a joint news conference with the Ukrainian president, Macron told reporters he'd received assurances from Russian during their meeting in Moscow Monday that Putin would not further escalate tensions in the region. Moscow has deployed over 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine and a further 20,000 in neighboring Belarus, where they're taking part in joint military exercises. Macron said his hope for the coming weeks and months is for the situation to stabilize and to re-engage with Russia and negotiate a sustainable de-escalation. Earlier Tuesday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov disputed reports Putin had made a deal with Macron regarding de-escalation. Peskov said while there were seeds of reason and proposals Macron had made to the Russian president, so far, he said, Russia does not see and feel the readiness of its Western counterparts to take its concerns into account. NATO has rejected Moscow's demands to end its expansion into Eastern Europe nearest Russia and eliminate the possibility of Ukraine, a one-time Soviet republic, from joining NATO. The West says it is willing to negotiate over the positioning of missiles in Eastern Europe and NATO troop maneuvers. Meanwhile, the French and Ukrainian leaders met. Foreign ministers from Austria, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia joined their Ukrainian counterpart in Kyiv to express their support and solidarity regarding Moscow's military buildup. At a joint news conference with the four diplomats, Austrian Foreign Minister Alexandre Schallenberg told reporters, the UN World Food Program said Tuesday drought conditions have left an estimated 13 million people facing severe hunger in the Horn of Africa region. In a report, the WFP said the region, which includes Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya, is facing the driest conditions recorded since 1981. And the agency is calling for immediate assistance to prevent a major humanitarian crisis. Drought conditions are affecting pastoral and farming communities across southern and southeastern Ethiopia, southeastern and northern Kenya, and south-central Somalia. Malnutrition rates are high in the region. The WFP said it needs $327 million to meet the urgent needs of 4.5 million people over the next 6 months and help communities become more resilient to extreme climate shocks. The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences Tuesday released its nominees for this year's Academy Awards, better known as the Oscars, with two films leading the nominations: Jane Campion's Gothic Western, The Power of the Dog, and Denis Villeneuve's adaptation of the science fiction epic Dune. The Netflix production, The Power of the Dog, led all films with 12 nominations, including Best Picture, Best Director, and nominations in all four acting categories. Benedict Cumberbatch for Best Actor, Kirsten Dunst Best Actress, Jesse Plemons Best Supporting Actor, and Cody McPhee as Best Supporting Actress. Dune followed closely behind with 10 nominations, including Best Picture, and others spread out largely in the technical categories that were awarded the craft of Villeneuve's adaptation of Frank Herbert's popular 1965 novel. Along with those films, the Best Picture nominees included Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, Licorice Pizza, King Richard, Nightmare Alley, and West Side Story. The Academy Awards honor the best films released between March 1st and December 31st, 2021. They will be awarded March 27th at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. Officials in Spain said Tuesday the nation's scrapping a mandate to wear masks outdoors as COVID-19 infection rates drop and hospitals report lower admissions. Following a weekly cabinet meeting Tuesday, government spokeswoman Isabel Rodriguez told reporters outdoor mask wearing will not be required as of Thursday. The rule change includes children at school during their breaks outside between classes. However, masks are remaining mandatory in indoor public spaces, including public transportation, where people are unable to keep a safe distance of 1.5 meters between them. The measure reverses a step taken in December amid an unprecedented surge of infections fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant. The Spanish Health Ministry says that the infection rate has slowed to just under 2,000 per 100,000 people. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.